Park City School District completed a strategic plan last year which defined the district's priorities and goals. The master plan, currently underway, will implement the vision for the future of education. The school district is projected to grow about 1% a year for the next 10 years, according to a 2018 demographic study done by a consulting firm hired by the district. A $56 million school facilities bond to build a new school for all 5th and 6th grades, as well as remodel the high school and athletic facilities, failed in 2015. A newly seated school board said a new master plan was required and needed to be built by the community rather than district leadership. The board says it wants this round of planning inclusive and transparent in order to avoid another failure at the polls. Jim Tedford is a retired middle school teacher who opposed the 2015 school bond. He was selected to be a member of the Master Planning Steering Committee. It's a group of 20 stakeholders. Half the members are from the public. The other half work for the school district, Park City, or Summit County. Members have been asked to define what the future of education looks like for Park City kids. Tedford wants more participation from the community.
Well, the process that they've lined out is certainly designed is going to work a lot better, I think. Unfortunately, there hasn't been a whole lot of feedback from the community. You know, they've had these meetings, and the one in Becker, I think, had a dozen people, and I hear the one at the high school had a dozen or 15 folks, and I don't know what these small ones are having, what kind of a turnout they're getting for those. But so, I think it's a good idea. I'm not sure. I think, as with anything else, it's going to get really pressed for time toward the end.
Tedford says he's concerned the steering committee will not have enough time before the April 16th deadline.
But I am a little concerned about timing from here on out. I foresee a real shortage of time to possibly complete the task at hand properly. So I don't know how they're going to deal with that, but hopefully there will be an opportunity to do the job right.
Tedford thinks eventually the district will have to bond to address future facility needs. The district currently has $20 million in a reserve fund to help with future capital projects. Tedford is also part of the Grade Realignment Task Force, which is one of five task forces to address what the steering committee identified as critical issues.
I used to teach in a 6, 7, 8 middle school for 20 years, so and I saw that function very nicely. So, yeah, my two big concerns is that not have too many transitions between schools. I think that's really tough on kids to have to change to a whole new system and another whole new system. So I'm not really in favor of a separate 5, 6 and a separate 7, 8 school, which has been proposed in the past. And the other thing is I think kids probably should stay in a school for at least 3 years so that they don't just sort of move in first year and kind of get acquainted, be there another year, and then they go on to another school. So that's my own personal feelings, but
in addition to grade realignment, the other task forces are focused on school locations, the Kearns campus, class size, and the future of Treasure Mountain Junior High School. All meeting schedules, agendas, and meeting minutes can be found at pcschools.us under the Future of Learning tab. Tedford says the final grade alignment task force is scheduled to meet March 26th.
My understanding is that the steering committee is going to make a recommendation that we're going to be presented with three options along with the cost factors, and then we'll, vote or do something to try to figure out which one we think would work the best. You know, there's also a planning committee, and you're aware of that. You know, it's got some administrators on it and some teachers. And so the master planning committee, I guess, has to approve things, and then it goes to the school board. That's about all I know.
The steering committee and consultants will present the results of the master planning efforts to the school board on April 16th. On May 26th, the board is scheduled to decide how to move forward with the options presented and whether a bond is needed. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.